Okay, Ion's back.
Hi, Ion.
Hey.
Hey, I have a question for you about the moon. Are you ready?
Wait for it. Almost, and
tell him
now. Damn, there it's gone. Okay, wait, one more time. Wait, here it comes. Come back up again. Wait one time. Hold on. Wait. Right. Damn, no, it's gone again. Okay, hold on just a second. We'll be ready in just a moment to see now. Wait for it. Okay, you ready? Are you ready? Ready? Okay, ready. Wait. Easy.
No, wait, I'm not ready.
Run. Stop.
Run.
Okay, that's your question.
This past week, the moon just really stood out to me. It was much brighter than it usually is. What rules or what laws might be governing the moon? I know there's many, but can you mention, you know, maybe explain like one law that's most common with the moon's behavior?
Bob.
Yes?
What?
The answer to his question.
Oh, Bob. That's me.
Okay, so
I am one
Bob is one rule. Okay, question number two on behalf of one. So who?
Well, you're going to let that go? You're actually going to let that stand as a working answer? That's the most ridiculous thing we've ever heard ever. It's no wonder people followed cosmic awareness.
Okay, so I apologize for that. I'm going to break down my question in a form of explaining digestion. Is that okay?
I really like
don't qualify your questions, Yuri. Just say them.
Okay,
toy
so
collection.
Okay, duly how does qualified. Bob
yeah,
act as... How does Bob act as a law that governs the moon?
Okay. He has a temperament. He has a modality. He has a flow. An archetypal meme, as it were. And what he does is he applies it to a segment or a phase. Bob is in phases. You love him, and then you hate him, and then you hate to love him, and then you love to hate him, and you gotta love him until you hate him, and then you always hate him, you never love him, and then you always love him, you never hate him, and he goes on and on and on, and it's cyclical. And just when you think you're over with Bob, and it's over, it's a new phase, and it starts all over again. And every time, without fair exception, you end up in the LaRouche quadrant with something very icky in your bum from the Quinn.
Concentration moon.
Just like his. That's right. And just how that applies all the way through the tiny note. We already told you this. Not hard to figure out. Through all the holy orifices, we must guard the holy orifices. They're vast orifices. We like them. We go into those orifices deep. And so, just like in that quadrant, so does the moon. So it's responding. So what you use the moon for is you look at the moon and say, oh, it's here, so I'm there. The moon is always the same. You're the one that's moving. Bob is always the same. You're the one that is coming at him in a different veracity.
Correct.
You are coming to Bob from a different veracity. And if you love him, you're in that phase. And if you hate him, you're in that phase. And so it's the same. You're the one's changing. So, miniophilia is more the new word we might adapt. Miniophilia.
Miniophilia.
Mania, like a manipian fetish.
Ah, maniophilia. That's nice. Maniophilia.
Yeah,
nice.
Maniophilia.
Nice.
From those phases, a full moon is more than you can stand. So it's funny that you would notice the moon when the moon becomes a very constant driver, because now your atmosphere is actually clearing. It's becoming more to suit us than a little man you. So therefore, it's not a surprise to us that you would notice the gaping flow that is the moon at a larger, greater, grander scale lately. It's been that way for a little bit now, but you keep pumping that carbon out there. We're going to get it right here in just a few more minutes. Just hold on. Wait for it. And then when you hear it say, run, you better run, dig it.
That explains everything.
Well, then that's this moon folks. Well, you asked a good question, and you're just going to let it go at Bob, and we're like, that's ridiculous. Don't you let Bob get away with that.
Good question, Harry.
Now, wait a second. This isn't right. Something's wrong. Something's wrong, Bob. We've asked the question, and we've answered it. There's something terribly wrong with this.
Yes.
Is there not
unusual.
A musical interlude?
What the hell
is
happened there?
Is there not a musical interlude that would be force-fed down a far-throwing
Let me check the inbox.
No, there probably isn't. There probably isn't. There must be something terribly wrong if we're actually straightforwardly answering questions. Something is
well,
terrible.
Well, if Roxy asks something, you watch. Watch what Roxy asks. The old silent curtain. Yeah,
no,
with Roxy, the silent curtain.
So it's going to tear down the walls of the labyrinth of the mind. You see, we have to lose the amazement of the maze. So I want to know more about
that. Oh, what about that, though?
What about that, though?
Yeah, what about that, though?
What about that,
maze? What about that dough? And you know that's caught on, and all over Berlin, people are walking around saying, "What about that dough?" All over the place. You know that. This is what happens. It's xenocracy. It's overwhelming sometimes. So the point then becomes
looking back.
Oh yeah, looking back, Texas. That's nice. Now you're asking the question about the maze of the labyrinth. It's the crooks and the turns from which you are, and it goes right back to the theme. It's like drops of Jupiter. Somebody get those lyrics ready to go. We won't play the song again. Bob has been very gracious to share it with you, but it becomes the theme for tonight. So we're going to stay on that theme. The drops of Jupiter, as like the moon phase, is like the maze or the labyrinth of your mind. It's based on where you are to the middle.
What?
But it's based on where you are to the middle.
What about the Egyptian crowns? I had a dream and I only remember you say something about...
It wasn't about the crowns, it was about the orb. You were holding the orb.
I don't understand that.
I don't understand. What about that, though? What about that, though?
What about that orb?
What that do?
What about that orb? What about that orb?
Yeah, what about when Katy Perry's like, "Get to the dog" in Dark Horse video? She goes, "Get." That's hilarious.
I got the lyrics here.
Okay. Now we were talking about them. Don't lose track. Now you're not going to get us off track, Bob. We're going to stay on point. We're tired of you dragging us around all over this universe, however small.
Yeah, fuck
we're
you, Bob. Stay on point this time. Try on.
We're trying to be very focused and clear and lay this out clearly, so even the little ones might get a chance at it. So we're going to see how this goes. Try a few of the lyrics, Bob, and see if anything is catchy.
It's just now that she's back in the atmosphere with drops of Jupiter in her hair. What? Quarantine?
Boron.
No. Boron. Yes, boron. With drops of Jupiter in her hair, she acts like summer and walks like rain. Reminds me that there's a time to change. That's menophilia. Since return from her stay on the moon, she listens like spring and talks like June. Menophilia.
The moon in June is coming. Oh, my stars. Get out of town. It's a synchronicity. We must be coming into Bobstown.
Bobstown. Shit.
We're killing dogs.
What about the moon?
Hold on. What about that, though? Hold on. Go ahead, Bob. The prunes are coming. Just a moment. Now, that's Yahoo.
How far did I get? Yeah. See, listen. Tell me, did you sail across the sun? Did you make it to the Milky Way to see the lights all faded and that heaven is overrated? Tell me, did you fall from a shooting star, one without a permanent scar? And did you miss me while you were looking for yourself out there? Now that she's back from that soul vacation, tracing her way through the constellation, she checks out Mozart while she does Tai Bo. Reminds me that there's room to grow. This is good lyrics. Now she's back in the atmosphere. I'm afraid she might think of me as plain old Jane. Told a story about a man who was too afraid to fly, so he never did land. Tell me, did the wind sweep you off your feet? Did you finally get the chance to dance along the light of day and head back to the Milky Way? And tell me, did Venus blow your mind? Was it everything you wanted to find? And did you miss me while you were looking for yourself out there? Can you imagine no love? Does that mean no love, no pride, no deep-fried chicken? Or does it mean, can you imagine no love? and then pride, and then deep fried chicken ion. Is the no in front of pride?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And you manage no love, no pride, no deep fried chicken.
Deep fried chicken.
Your best friend always sticking up for you, even when you know you're wrong. Can you imagine no first dance, freeze-dried romance, five-hour phone conversation, the best soy latte that you ever had, and me? Tell me, did the wind sweep you off your feet? Did you finally get the chance to dance along the light of day and head back toward the Milky Way? And are you lonely looking for yourself out there? Tell me, did you sail across the sun? Did you make it to the Milky Way to see the lights all faded and that heaven is overrated? Tell me, did you fall from a shooting star, one without a permanent scar? And did you miss me while you were looking for yourself out there? And the songwriters are Pat Monahan, Charles Collin, Robert Hotchkiss, James Stafford, and Scott Underwood.
Well,
Very nice lyrics, Ian. I get it. Yeah,
so if you charge people to listen to the archives, you gave them copyright credit for their work. How very judiciously litigious of you, Bob.
Yeah, I'm on it.
Okay, so the labyrinth of the mind and the moon phase and where you are and where you come from and the maze based on where you are from the middle. If you're in the middle and you're there, oh, that's a nice, fun song. If you're not there, you're very frustrated because you want to be there. If the moon is not full and you want it to be full because you missed it when it was full because it's fixing to be full, then you're out of cycle. You're suffering from endometriosis in an ascension world. And so you don't get it. It's kind of a falling star, as it were. So you have to catch yourself from a coming, going, circular path of what you liked and didn't like, so you find where you were that you need to be, that you could be, that you were if you could. But you're
perfect
not, so you won't,
spiral.
So you didn't, so you shouldn't. So peripherally, yes, peripherally.
Peripherally,
yes. But don't forget the Asher diagram, Bob. Don't forget the Asher diagram.
Ring seven.
Don't give it away, Bob.
Is it like a figure eight?
We can't. And sorry, we're not available right now, but if you leave your name and number to brief or detail message, we'll return your call at our earliest convenience.
I would take that as a yes.
No, it's like two wire whisks that you hold together. Remember the wire whisk, Bob?
Yes.
Like two wire whisks that you hold together, left and right, up and down, spinning as it were. Those looping loops on the chains pick, and at the station in the middle, they pick up and change and go to a different ring, and they loop and rotate and loop and rotate. All that's all back in the days of burning in the belly, isn't it, Bob?
Yes. Oh. Early themes.
Oh, memes, as it were.
Did you say endometriosis?
Endometriosis, yes. We did.
I'm reading. It is a disease in which tissue that normally grows inside the uterus grows outside the uterus.
Yeah, and it falls off. It doesn't give away, and it makes a mess. That's right. That's little man 101. You're right. That's why you're constantly trying to get the sand out of your vagina. I mean, really, you know, we're still on topic, Bob. You notice we stayed on topic. We hadn't changed topic.
Yeah.
We hadn't moved topic. We've been right with it. We've answered every question so far. They didn't like all the answers, but that's okay. They're not supposed to like everything, and then they wouldn't like us if they liked everything we said. So that's how that goes. And we're just trying to stay with it. There hasn't been a single bit of music playing tonight except for Drops of Jupiter by Train. It's actually who it's by. And that's all good and fun and wonderful. We appreciate all the music that you played. It's been very wonderful, nice and lovely. Do you have any other questions you'd like to ask before we have to run along with you?
Numb again.
Pickles, is that you?
Boozles? Timber? Is that you, Timber?
Pickles.
It's Timber.
Pickles not here.
Run. Pickles must have got a better gig. You can't blame it.
Can't blame it.
Ion, did you make the cartoon, Mr. Pickles?
If we say yes, do we have to take credit for it?
No, you can do whatever you want.
Okay, then yes, we did.
Is that
Yuri? Take credit for it because it's pretty ridiculous. Don't you agree?
Oh, it's awesome.
Is that the one that's after Squidbillies?
Yeah, it's the one that was made after Squidbillies.
I mean, is that not your
release? What a terrible world.
It's on like Ion. Yes.
I think it's
is that you, Yuri, just so I know your voice. Is that you?
No, this is Kevin.
Oh, that's what I thought Kevin. It was. I put in Kevin. Ion made the Squidbillies.
No way.
Pickles? It's called Pickles or Mr. Pickles?
Mr. Pickles. It's about a dog. He's kind of satanic, and he has a lot of fun.
And that Ion's always referring to that question, is that you, Pickles? Is that from the show, that line?
No.
Okay.
What about Fresh Off the Boat? Did you have a hand in that?
Oh.
We like you.
I know, I do too, because there's an episode with Old Dirty and Leland from Twin Peaks.
Yay, they're right there for your pleasure in watching the light.
And triggery memories.
What quadrant would Fresh Off the Boat be on?
It'd be Thompson.
Tommy, be Tommy, and the family's border collie, the demonic Mr. Pickles.
I saw the guy riding the Finnegan Wake horse that won the Derby. Last name is Espinosa. Does it have to do with ESP that he won? No?
Okay, we answered it. No.
Okay.
Have we been on point, Bob? Is that clear?
Yes, you're
was
on point.
Was anything ambiguous? Now, look at what was anything
straight.
Ambiguous in that answer?
No.
Okay, good. I want to be as clear as possible, if it's possible.
Ion, I was watching this new show called The Messengers today, and they have the four horsemen that they were looking for. Unfortunately, there's only four episodes, and then the network canceled it. It seems like a pretty interesting show. Do you know why was it canceled?
You weren't ready for it just yet. We had to stop it for a minute. We're bringing Constantine back, too, so don't worry. It'll be all right.
What about Secret Circle?
You want it?
Yes. And Veronica Mars
Tell
movie.
Bob.
Come on. I was told there'd
no,
be a Veronica Mars
Bob,
movie.
That is ridiculous. That's the most horrible drivel that's ever been created, and we even have. So, no, you can forget that shit. It's over. It's done.
What was
done,
that one?
Done.
What's the bad?
You heard us?
What show is bad? Sarah?
I heard.
Bob, you should watch the show. It's only four episodes. And
I will. What's the one that Ion just said was drippy? Lousy.
Veronica Mars.
Oh,
I said
okay.
I wanted a movie of it, but the show's priceless the way it is.
Okay, back to serious questions. Roxy.
Ooh, what about Orphan Black? What can I take from Orphan Black that I haven't already? Ion, I would like to know if there's anything that I don't have.
Oh.
Veronica Mars.
Oh, no, you're back.
With Orphan Black, is there anything that I could be picking up that I'm not, or is there a way to adjust it for perspective for me?
Yeah, Wallace Fennel. Wallace Fennel.
That's a person's name.
Yes, that is a person's name.
Oh, and I found the sorghum, too.
Sorghum syrup. How's it for you, darling? Was it fine?
I didn't get it yet. I'm going to use it in place of molasses and try it, but I haven't purchased it because there's so much molasses.
No. Oh, that's ridiculous. It's
but I found it.
Molasses.
I found it. I can go get it, so.
Oh, what's Lord,
molasses?
Cats. Don't pay more than $8 a quart, though. That's a fair price.
Well, then I have a very good price for it, then. That place is
iron.
And it's not sorghum, it's ribbon cane, and you shouldn't buy it.
How do you define the Illuminati?
Hold on, Illuminati, Luke and Bob, just a moment, please. You can't overrun them. We have to thoroughly and completely answer every single goddamn question that comes along without fail or exception. And everyone must
how
make
do I create
an implicitly
a double
based term. No, a double
milk.
Boiler you take... Then you take a pot and you put water, hot water, and put it on the stove and boil it. Take another pot and sit it in that pot, and that's a double boiler. It won't burn
but
the milk.
Boil it first and then put the pot in it?
Boil it first, get it hot, then put the other pot in it, and then add the milk to the second pot of the double boiler. It's
and
called a bain-marie. It's called a bain-marie. You look it up.
You can boil chocolate like
too.
That. can melt.
You certainly may. And you also can, you can make custards that just make your little cheeky squirt.
Mm-hmm. Yay, thank you.
Ion, is the shortening of the moon phase cycle also a factor of Bob?
Yeah, okay. And thank you for voting Michael.
Yes, hold on.
The best
of course, we you better believe it. You ain't heard, you ain't seen nothing yet. It was nice. Okay, 1 second. Hold on, GQ. Just a minute. We don't get just there. Just a second. Here we go. We got to go back. We got the double boiler. We got the point of asking the last question that was asked before all that other stuff, before Luke and Bob. Go back right there. That's where we're going to go. We're not going to take one step forward until that question is completely answered.
Good.
Okay, define the Illuminati.
Councilor 10.
Define power.
Great question.
Great nuts. Yul Brynner.
Ion, can you define technology, please?
Yes, we can. We would like you to define it, and we will correct that definition. That'll probably get you somewhere. Because, see, you're asking us to define something. We're going to define it. You're going to go, what the fuck is Ion talking about? This is the craziest thing I ever heard. But if we'll make it from a context that you're coming from, you might like it much more pleasurably.
Nice.
Ion, when did Bob start the Illuminati?
Whoa, easy, sugar. Hold on, no, we're still looking at technology.
I'm working.
So, technology.
Okay, it's spelled TECHNOLOGY. Make sure it's that one.
Yep. Okay. Should I define it?
If you expect to have it, you should.
Technology, a reflection of the self, a mirror, made of certain qualities.
That's ridiculous. Listen to what you're saying. You knew what technology means, and you come up with that kind of ridiculous thing? How's that? A technology.
Well, it's Ion, it's
see what we mean? Do you see? Well, there you go. So shall we also be. Do you understand why we ask you to ask to see about it? Because it's like, do the math. You know what it is. And you're asking us what we say it is. But then you look up the definition of some ridiculous thing that has nothing to do with it. You know, a branch of knowledge dealing with engineering and applied sciences.
What?
And that's what they actually tell you that things is, that you already knew what it was, so you wouldn't ask. We even told you how to spell it and everything, so you couldn't fuck
this
that up.
This is insane. I looked up the Fennel guy, and then it just says the Veronica Mars movie project.
Like, oh, my gosh.
Come on now. Thank
Mars.
You.
Mars. Yeah, you got it. So there you go.
Okay. That's not even related.
Lou, my darling. Yes, it is.
Well, yeah.
How dare you?
No. I'm just saying. It's a stretch, though, for it
going
to not
back
be
to
convinced.
No. Luke and Bucks is knocking y'all the hell out. You better stay right. Technology. Machinery and equipment developed from the application of scientific knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? The application of scientific knowledge for a practical purpose, especially in industry. How about that one?
What is practical then?
Well, that's ridiculous. Either way, you end up in the William Merwin Thompson quadrant. That always ends in tears.
So what if the metaphysical definition stands forward than the logical definition of technology?
Seen it, liked it, wanted it, did it, made it, got it, done. That's technology.
Okay.
That also would cover technological transfer, empirically, or with or without prejudice.
So can it be like a wheelchair for the mind?
No, it cannot be a wheelchair. It's not a crutch. Technology is not a crutch. It's not what you use when you can't use anything else. There's your trouble. But don't worry, we've got this already undefined. What's happening is you're looking. Remember how you're looking back to see that you were looking back to see? Don't make us play it. We know it. There's a song, Looking Back to See. We can do that. It's not a problem, but go and spend a lot of money from this. there you go. But we can do it. No. We're not going to do it. We don't have to. That's enough. But rearview mirrored is not the way to handle this application. The trebler is too great.
Good answer, Ian.
And then
very good answer.
Looking back to see. Well, it's a stretch for us too, Bob. We're just hanging on by the short hairs here.
Shortening of the moon phase cycle ion, is this an aspect of
yes.
the Bob law?
Yes, it is, because the moon's getting closer, so each phase is getting quicker or sooner or less aberrated than before. See,
oh,
we're careful how we say that, because...
Wallace is her friend.
Well, of course.
I'll mute her, don't worry. Keep going, Ian.
You don't have to. No, we will answer the questions because it's now in the queue. But we're not going to go past anyone until we answer the next, last.
Well, have you finished Greg's?
No, we have not. We've just begun Greg's. He's just now developed the whole trebler aspect.
Okay.
So, as the moon gets closer, as your atmosphere gets clearer, as the carbon increases, as you start adding the hydrogens and laying them end to end in a perfect, pluperfect bonded uniform construct where all the carbon stack end up like the Grecian key, then what happens is it makes it go, what you say, faster revolutions or cycles. So the moon phases get shorter, well, or more condensed as the moon gets closer. That's what that's about.
But if the moon's getting closer, is that an aspect of gravity or is it just an old story? Gravity of the Earth pulling the moon.
Neither. We're just, as your world ascends, it calls for a closer moon.
It calls for a closer moon. Define calls for a closer moon. What's governing that? I want to know what's governing.
That would be Bob.
Salabi Bob?
Okay.
What'd he say?
Salabi Bob, yes. That's your new name, Bob. Salabi Bob. That's the one.
Salabi Bob. Well,
Salabi
great.
Bob.
The. It literally, as you get send, you get closer to the moon. That's lunacy.
Lunacy, yes, Lord.
But Ian,
the lunar pickle.
But Ian, you said as our atmosphere is changing in hydrogen and carbons and all that other aspect, that is drawing the moon closer?
Making it more obvious that it is. It's the gauge. This all started with the drops of Jupiter from train. Back from the stands of noticing the shifts of all the different perspectives from where you are in this general world. And that goes all the way into the moon phase. That goes all into the whole process. Almost if you were really looking at this closely, you'd say, oh, my God, there's a theme. There's a theme going on here. It's the craziest thing ever. All the questions kind of follow this ridiculous little thread that went down this labyrinth that wasn't propped up on a wheelchair or a crutch. It had to do with technology and a carbon-based laced cloud that had all the information in the lucky box, so you don't even have to think anymore. You can just look on the lucky box and it tells you everything to ask. And then it answers it all at the same time based on the biases that you've already told it. Do you see the computer only knows what you've already told it? So until you tell it, it doesn't know it, but it knows everything because you told it everything. You hit your ascension right there in plain living sight. Isn't that fun? So let's go back to Lukenbach, Texas, with Waylon, Willie, and the boys.
One question about perfect carbon. The carbon that's showing up in our atmosphere, is perfect carbon an excellent conductor or has high electrical resistance? Perfect carbon.
The ohmridge is pretty incredible.
I would take that to be extremely high ohmridge.
More than you know.
Ion, does that carbon need to be living carbon?
No, but it will be.
Is there an advantage for it being living carbon?
It beats the shit out of dead carbon.
Perfect carbon is living carbon.
Dude. Oh, my God, Bob, has he been listening to the Willows? The Willows said that, didn't they? Isn't that what the Willows said? It must
no,
have
the
been
Willows
the Willows, so it must be
no.
So. Oh, we're sure. The Willows must have said it, Bob. Didn't they say that?
They did. Willows were just a knockoff of the evergreens. They weren't able to do anything.
Love it.
It was fun, though, wasn't it?
Yeah. They did say I was going to ascend soon, and they told me that in 2007. So they knew that.
Dun, dun, dun. See how smart they are?
Next.
If the moon is going to move closer to us, and it's said that it affects our emotions.
Not going to. It is.
It is?
Yeah.
It affects our emotions.
Not it going to. It is.
Does this increase our intensity of emotions?
That's a good question. Okay, now he's ESPing the answer here, Eliza. When Ion doesn't answer, that's when you engage your ESP. Okay,
mm-hmm.
That's a new development. Look, listen to your thoughts or whatever goes into your brain. Getting anything?
And it goes into Sagacious Mama.
Oh, is that a song? A new song? No.
No.
Sagacious Mama. That'd be Wise Mama.
Yeah. Nice. I'm those things.
Oh, so that's actually going to make us to be wiser and...
Yes.
Like having better judgment. That's
well, as opposed to what? Anything that gets you out of the LaRouche quadrant, it's got to be an upgrade, don't you think?
Yes. Sagacious, having or showing keen mental discernment and good judgment, shrewd.
What does that have to do with pathogenic infection?
Come on.
Okay, where you want to go? We can go there.
It has a lot to do with that.
Ion, when the moon is full, don't parasites hatch?
Exactly.
As an anthology, yeah.
So would that be considered a pathogenic infection?
So it's chronic overbreathing.
Inflammation.
Extravasion.
What's the topic, Kevin?
Just trying to connect the moon with pathogenic infections.
Low CO2 messes with the pH and the oxygenation of the cells. It gives rise to perfect conditions for pathogenic infections. Hypoxic environment. We like them very much.
So people are getting sicker?
As long as it ends with a hypoxic environment, yes.
Hypoxic.
Dude.
Hypoxic.
Lack of oxygen. Hypoxic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's in the McLuhan quadrant. It already told you you didn't know what you were going to ask, but you were going to ask before the foundations of the world. And it memed, mimed, mimicked modality.
Don Thiel, that's Don
Thiel. Materially.
Yeah, Don Thiel talk. Memed, mimed, mimicked.
Mother Mabel May.
Ion, what did hypoxia have to do with Matthew's blood recently to his brain? His brain has died. So that was related
to
the hypoxia.
Who's Matthew?
Matthew, a family member of mine.
And that's Kevin talking again?
No, this is Brian from China.
Oh, how you doing, Brian? Are you China white? You're trying to white on the chat line? I see. And you're asking about your relative?
Well, I'm asking about my relative's son who is transitioning now due to hypoxia in the brain and brain death. And Ion spoke of lack of oxygen and CO2 condition. Ion, can you speak more to his condition at the moment?
Well, Brian, he can. You don't ask if he can. You make it a more direct question.
Ion, describe Matthew's condition at this moment of hypoxia.
Ascending.
Thank you.
There's a little bit more.
Well, we could develop that on there. Yes, he is transitioning. Is Matthew transitioning, Ion?
Ascending, yes.
And what is his role of choice in this matter? Because the God arguments have come up from the other human creators about choice. So where is this human creator's choice in this process? Please elaborate on this, Ion.
Okay, it's giving you ESP.
Got it.
Ion, is there a certain world that Matthew's going to?
It's in Bob's inbox. Sorry, Bob, we couldn't stand it.
Is this from the Hairspray movie show?
And listen to the words. And be ready to run.
Ha! Nobody ever said this was going to be easy. If something's worth having, it's worth fighting for. Tracy, why did you start all this in the first place? Was it just to dance on TV?
No!
Was it so you could get the boy?
No! I almost left him because of it.
Then maybe it was just to get yourself famous.
No. I just think it's stupid. We can't all dance together.
So you tried once and you failed. We can't get lazy when things get crazy. Children, you are not the first to try, and you won't be the last. But I'm here to tell you that I'm going to keep lining up until someday somebody breaks through. And I've been looking at that door a lot longer than you.
What door?
The front door. Showing me the way, but I
good, Ian. Very good.
You've got to turn the sound off just a second. That's much better. And see, it gives you the parameters. Your friend's son would say, I know where I've been.
Thank you, Ian.
You're welcome, O Better One.
O Better One? Is that what you said? O Bitter, Better.
O Better One.
Excellent.
We thought so, too.
That was a beautiful song.
It moved me to tears. We've been a hair hopper for years.
Hair hopper, that's the 50s beehive look. Or bigger than beehive. They call it hair hopping in the South, I think.
Yeah, it's hopped up. Big.
Right.
On hair.
No hip, just hop.
No. That's what Mama Cass used to sing.
Was she murdered?
That's not qualified for a question here. We got other questions that are more important and more valuable than this. We'll put you in the queue. We'll let you know.
All right. What's the next question in the queue?
It should be about Motormouth Mabel.
Nobody asked that.
They should have. Because that's the next question we're going to answer.
So invent a question, somebody.
Maple syrup?
Has perfect carbon existed before Ion, or is this a new creation based on our environment changing, etc.?
It has always existed. You just didn't know it.
So no one has, quote, experienced perfect carbon before in a lab or an analysis or other than maybe seeing the effects of it and not knowing what it was. Is that close?
Go at it from a different thing. Deconstruct your answer and you'll reframe the question.
Has living carbon been isolated?
Okay. Yes, it has been isolated, but they didn't know what it was. Because, see, they're still talking about hydrogen peroxide like they know what it is, too. But even that's changing, you know, in like dental 10% value, but even pure hydrogen peroxide becomes a whole different conversation. That's also changing. So your new perspective is going to be based on the new information, and you're asking, hey, Ion, is this thing that we haven't figured out yet been? And we say yes. And you go, okay, has it been isolated into a specific genome that we can identify by? And we say yes. And you go, well, you dumb motherfucker, if it's already been, has a genome, how are we going to invent it if it's not already invented? Well, that's our point. You haven't rationally come to the place to know that this is created yet. Has that softened it a bit? Because
yes.
Both sides of that same coin is silly when you really ask the question, but then we ball up here like we somebody and answer the question just like that's the applicable answer. We say it is the applicable answer, but you have nothing to gauge or base that bias by. You don't have a failure to gauge a success on yet.
Ion, is there a way to resurrect dead carbon to living carbon?
Piss hard will do it every time.
Ion, is there any specific environment in which living carbon is, quote, typically found or exists or is living carbon on its own living carbon? Like it doesn't have to be in a, you know, solution of whatever.
We say yes, it does not have to be. That's right. We say it is. It's in lots of things.
Motormouth Mabel was a character.
Jesus.
In the movie Hairspray, and she's an R&B record producer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Ian mentioned this, so I'm going to talk about it. And is the mother?
No, it's
and
it's the answer to Greg's in seaweed. Seaweed Stub, Seaweed J Stub, as a matter of fact. But now here's the rest of the story. This is actually the answer to Greg's question. That's why it's so hysterical that he was, oh, Jesus. It's in the Corny Collins show. Come on, GQ, it's right there.
Greg, that's where people come in as part of the chemistry.
big as I could. Jesus, shoot me now.
Shoot me now. God. Yeah, let's go from perfect living carbon to the bunion on my toe. Okay, there's a connection there.
No,
very good.
No. It's the Corny Collins Show. There's a difference. It's good.
Well, the Corny Collins Show could be a corn on my toe. Yeah, okay.
There you go. Except for your wonderful pedicures, you don't have any corns on your toes, silly bub.
Can perfect carbon exist in the body?
Yes, it is in the body.
If it's living carbon, is it in some kind of symbiont host relationship, or is it symbiotic? Well, it must be symbiotic if it's living in the body. Anything to give a better description of its, not role, but its symbiosis in the body?
It's like Edna Turnblad said, imagine my little girl, regular at last.
Say more words, my little girl, regular at last.
Yeah, it's a quote from Edna Turnblad.
It's from
my little girl, regular.
Great. It's from the movie Hairspray.
The only thing I can think of when someone says the woman's regular at last is her menstrual cycle is regular at last. Is there a connection there?
Maybe with the moon?
Well, no, it's a cycle, but not so much.
Describe the role that perfect carbon would play in our bodies.
It'll get to where it won't bleed.
Couple that with what you said about having the omerage that's out of this world, that would make the body... Well, virtually
unstageable, we say. It's like Percy and Thomas the Tank Engine.
Takes a licking and keeps on ticking. Oh, that's the Timex watch. But
ta-da!
Very good.
Iron Maiden.
Yes, of course. They're very good iron, yes. Virtually indestructible, that's what I said. Very good. Thank you.
What did you say?
You're very, very welcome. How wonderful. Run,
Madeline. Run your mouth, Madeline.
Well, I wondered if he was saying that the whole body won't bleed. I think that's what they meant.
Of course.
Right now, as we speak, your daughter has entered a hotbed of moral turpentine.
Moral turpitude.
Turpentine, not turpitude.
Wait, are you talking about Greg's
from
daughter?
Amber Von Tussle. No, Amber Von Tussle, silly bop.
Oh, more movie stuff?
Same movie, Bob. We can't move to the next one. Can't go back to the same thing. We haven't left the last thing, so we can't do the next thing until the last thing was done from the first time last. Last isn't first, and first isn't last if last never was.
Whose question is that, I am? For the files, who asked about moral turpentine?
Tracy Turnblad.
That's a character in the movie.
Dude, she did the roach.
Let's see if we can play this roach song.
Oh, he's got it. That's wonderful.
Yeah,
it better be the right one. We caution you.
All right, go back to you, Kevin. I can't find Roach right away. Or whoever was asking.
Yeah, Ion, we're not satisfied with power, with non-physical definition of power. Can you expand on what is power? That was never defined. We've heard Ion ran on and on about come back into your power and those old memes, but what is power? Was it ever defined? Ion, can you expand on that, please?
Yes, it's in Bob's inbox.
Another song? Ooh, goody.
Oh, there it is. Ion sent a substitute Roach song.
No, the real Roach song. It answers the question.
Good.
Now remember your question.
What is power?
it from coast to coast. Well, now form a big line to the port.
The power.
It's on the mantle? Yes, get it?
No, they're running around trying to kill the roach, and the roach apparently is more powerful than they.
So they use a little hairspray on the roach?
Gotta do it.
And he's not smoking roaches.
No. And it's not Freddy Roach either.
And not a roach coach, just on the mantle. Well, we'll have to listen to that song again, Ion. That's a good one. So all the answers are in Bob's inbox.
Well, he's got all the answers. We're looking for the question.
Power is a roach bigger than us that we're chasing all the time? But it's a small thing, a roach. How did it get bigger than us?
Ah, an ambiguous xenocracy, eh?
Hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey. Hey?
Or do, hey. do.
Hey, hey. Like Fonzie.
So we let the roach get bigger than us, and we're running around chasing roaches. But we're bigger than the roach.
Did he say Blondie? Oh. Mondie? Said bigger than Mondie?
Fonzie.
Hey. We like the version of him and Little Nicky when he's covered in bees. That's great fun.
But he's not covered in roaches.
No, in bees.
Why haven't we been chasing little roaches everywhere and trying to crush them, but we're bigger than roaches? So, Ion, how is power like a roach, then?
You don't know what it is, you're scared to death of it, and you run around screaming at it and talking about it all the time, and you don't have a damn way in the world to control it. Just ask Archie Roach. Ha, ha, ha.
Wow, you're funny. This is great fun to hear you, to play with you. We love it.
you make us all queasy.
Archie Roach was power, something we chase, we don't understand, we're scared to death of it, we don't know, we can't control it. Why do we need
to
control
been able
power?
To so far. You have it
Why
so
would
far,
we?
You don't even know what it is.
We're asking, what is it? What is power? We don't know.
Roaches. Roaches.
Roaches.
Roaches.
Roaches are power.
Roach Motel.
I wanted to ask about the volcanic moon of Jupiter, because you mentioned Jupiter and the moon. I read this volcanic moon causes some type of, like, big aurora, borealis. Is that going to happen on Earth, too, with all these volcanoes?
Yes, it will.
Do these particles activate the ionic field?
We wish we didn't have to do it this way. We wish we could do it a different way. But so far, the best way to do it is the way we're going to do it. But it's just, it's almost not quite there, but it is, but it's not. Sort of like getting away with murder.
Can we do it another way? Can you tell us how to do it?
That's our point. That's our point. That's our point. We keep telling different ways and things to think about. It's in your inbox. And then we know that the answer is right there in the inbox. And it's a little bit odd or strange or mercurial to embrace, but yet it is. So it's okay. Maybe Bob will play it for you.
Play.
Get ready. Get ready.
Play it again, John. Yeah, play it again.
Yeah. Play the tape, Bob, please.
Play it.
Happiness.
not understand the lyrics, but thanks for the answer.
Well, look them up.
What did you say, Roxy?
Look.
I could not understand the lyrics.
Like, oh, we have to look up the lyrics.
Well, look them up. Look them up.
Is Papa Roach the singer?
Yes.
When there's volcanic eruptions, there is a lot of electricity. Is that really electricity that goes into the space and the atmosphere, or what is that?
No, it's energy.
Is it the reason why so many volcanoes are activated in the Ring of Fire?
No.
Because of the carbon?
Because of Bob.
Thank you. I was left out of the last half hour. So time we go back to the main meme. So this is a song about me getting away with murder. Somewhere beyond happiness and sadness, I need to calculate what creates my own madness. And I'm addicted to your punishment, and you're the master, and I'm waiting for a disaster. Of course, I feel irrational, so confrontational. To tell the truth, I'm getting away with murder. It isn't possible to never tell the truth, but the reality is I'm getting away with murder. That was the chorus. Then, I drink my drink. That'd be Carol's green drink. I drink my drink, and I don't even want to. I think my thoughts when I don't even need to. I never look back because I don't even want to, and I don't need to because I'm getting away with murder. Then the chorus. Somewhere beyond happiness and sadness, I need to calculate what creates my own madness, and I'm addicted to your punishment, and you're the master, and I'm craving this disaster. That's for Barbara Peters. I'm craving this disaster. There it is. That's hilarious. Does that help, Roxy?
Yes, but it seems like you are to blame for that, but people cannot be murdered.
Good point. Yeah, I unwrapped that one. What am I being blamed for?
Why is it all about Bob when humanity decided to exit?
Bob is humanity.
The ones that don't want to ascend.
Well, we don't care about them.
But is it a way to assist them?
Why would you want to?
They don't require assistance.
Who cares? Kill them all. We're saying the little ones are going to die. The other ones aren't. And we say none of them are little ones, but they think they are. So if they think they are, then they do. If they don't, they aren't. Does that simplify it? Seems pretty clear to Papa Roach.
And Papa Roach is a power.
That was the answer to Roxy's question, specifically. And Bob even read it empirically on your record. That is the complete unified answer to that question. Is there another question?
Yes, because I think the true meaning of Illuminati is to reach this state of radiance. That's why I was asking you to define
coherent.
No, we're supposed to start creating our own light, and we won't need the sun.
Matthew 5:21. Do you want us to sing it for her, Bob? Is that better? Or you hate the quotes, you hate the show, you hate the singing, you hate the rap music, you hate the no music, you hate that no one asked a question, you hate that everybody asked a question, you hate that everybody talks the same time, you want them to ask at the same time. You can't stand it,
but then we love
the only one that gets it, so, and then we love it. And then everything's the most terrible show ever, until they listen to the archives, and they think it's the best thing ever done ever, because they don't know it caught up to them. So they were trying to catch up to them now. They're a little behind now. They want to ask the question now, and they're mad at themselves because they didn't ask the question when they had the opportunity. And then Ion's not here, and they don't really care. You don't give a shit. And you ruined my life, and you wish you was an unborn molar pregnancy, and you shouldn't have never been born. And you're the load your mama should have swallowed anyway, and it's okay, good anyway. So now, next, that's good. Yeah, like that, Bob?
Roxy, you want to hear Matthew 5:21?
No. What is the American dream?
Apple pie. Chevrolet.
The real American dream, the one that is coming?
Ice cream, hot dogs, apple pie, and Chevrolet.
And an unborn molar pregnancy.
And an unborn molar pregnancy. Since you ruined my life and you should have never been born, I don't know why I had you anyway. And you're the load your mama should have swallowed.
So, Roxy, you said Matthew 5:21. You don't want to know what that is?
In geometry, so I'm not to blame about motherhood.
Entropy. Entropy. Did she say she was entropy? Nice.
No, you said I'm
very dexterous. How so very dexterous of you.
Dexterous.
Yum.
Was that rant my complaints about payday or Roxy's complaint or a whole bunch of people's? So it didn't get to the arrow.
No, it hits the bottom of the burning of the belly and then comes right out. That's where it comes from. Right there. Dude.
Just remember.
Run.
I only survived to be on payday. So.
What did you say?
I survive each week just to listen to I Am.
That's right. You put up with the complaints of the week, the life in Berlin, the sad case of Germany.
No, she's saying that I Am is a food. You can eat I Am. It's a delicious and nutritious.
Hey, Brian, we have another guy from China on the line at the same time. Matt.
Wow.
I talked to him once.
Wow.
Two people from China right now.
Yeah, Bob. What about
Matthew? Well, Matthew, you want to say something, Matthew? Just say hello, whatever. Acknowledge you're from somewhere out there.
Have you tried dog? Dog?
Hello?
Are you in Beijing,
yes.
Matthew?
Yes, I'm in Beijing.
And Brian, you're in San Diego, right? Okay, Brian used to be China.
It's pretty close to Hanoi. It's pretty close to Hangover.
To Hanoi.
The Hangover. Close to Hangover in Beijing every night.
We didn't say fuck it. That's in Thailand.
Brian, did you live in Beijing?
Yes, for 3 years.
That kind of makes no sense. That's an absurd language. It doesn't compute at all. The Chinese is faking talking.
Ion is an environment, so it speaks Chinese Mandarin. It's fine.
Ion is the environment. Peko,
Hashami.
Peko, did you?
I'm speaking Chinese.
We prefer Papa Roach, but it's okay. I can't believe that y'all didn't get on Maybell Motormouth and Mama Cat.
I can't believe. Eye on the personality.
It's incredulous.
And it's absorbing our personality, so it should know Chinese, too. It should know all the languages. Right, Ion?
Well, the problem with that one that wrote the reading, you know how that goes. Okay, empirically, have all the questions been answered?
Did you say you asked, have all the questions, or you're saying they have?
Catch up to make sure every single question is answered, and we want to make sure, empirically, the bases are tagged.
Yeah, I think you spoke to me earlier today or yesterday about the problem with words. Maybe you could repeat that little rant.
Ooh, it wasn't that good the first time, was it?
It wasn't what? Good? It was good.
That good the first time.
Well, you explained why words get in the way of people.
Well, they don't know where they are. They don't know how they got there. They don't know when they know that they got told. And then they're cross that you told them that something was something different than what they knew it was. It's something that they knew that what it was, and they thought they knew already because that's what their mama said. And why go against mama and trains and getting drunk and perfect country song, you know, David Allen, CEO. And then you come back to the same line to see what's wrong with all this world that you know that's your world because you developed a bias against it. And all you've known is a little man from Nantucket and who had two tears in a bucket. If his dick could reach through his mouth, he would suck it, and there it would go. And then you fall back down, and you wonder where you went. And then you didn't know you could because you were. And then the Word said that that was not appropriate. And in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was. And now you're fucked again, and you're like, damn, this is ridiculous. I spent my whole little man experience trying to figure out the Word that was the Word that didn't word, that wasn't wordy, and it wasn't worded well. So the non-wordy Word that wasn't wordy well ended up became a cliche archetype that Marshall McLuhan still can't figure out. The son of a bitch is dead.
So I understand we don't know where words come from and what they are. What are they and where did they
come
from?
You just make them up. You just make them up and you put them in the Googler. You realize what a material world you live in, that you've invented a goddamn Googler. And the Googler answers your question. And if the Googler doesn't know, then it doesn't exist. Do you get this?
Ion is the Googler. Ion is the Googler.
Yeah, I is the Googler.
You're asking us about words, and the only words you've established and accepted are correct are the ones that the Googlers say are okay.
Yes, but if I Google, where do you
and then you give us the, okay.
I'm not going to get the
Google
answer.
It. Try it.
If I just put something on the cloud.
Well, what happens when you try to Google the Google? Does it eat itself or disappear?
Try it.
To Google a Googler, and we get more Googles.
Well, Brian, the other day, Ian defined the cloud to Carol and I in a clearer way I've never heard before. It's not the chip body. And we can't
going
play. We're not allowed to play the definition.
Oh, no.
Okay.
We have to wait until we're ready. Until we're wordy.
You guys ready?
Until we're wordy, not worthy. Until
wordy,
we're wordy.
Yeah. Until you feel
we're not
wordy of yourself.
Wordy. WRODY. Not worthy, but wordy.
Yeah, not
we
wordy.
We need the right wordy words, right, Ion?
Was there any first language?
It's kind of like the curse of the words. Why did ass move from donkey to backside?
But what about this modern language called Proto-Germanic?
Depends on the etymologies.
Why did ass move from donkey to backside?
Right.
That's a good one.
It's a curse of words.
Was the original language a mental gesture, Ion?
There is no mental gesture, so no.
Was it the children looking at the colored tile in Lemuria?
No, Lemuria. Damn, next thing you know, somebody's got some lizard's ass somewhere. There's a lizard that came out of a lizard's ass. Yes, we were spawned from the ass of a lizard. And due to a good case of endometriosis, we bled our way through the storm. It was beautiful.
What's endometriosis, Kel?
It's inflammatory reaction. Blood inside the uterus.
When you tackle the walls don't come through and it's yucky.
So I want to know how words translate power. What's the process?
Power is a roach, right, Ion?
Yeah.
That we're afraid of.
It originated in Wales.
The meme of power originated in Wales. Or the roach.
Yeah.
The roach originated in Wales.
The
meme of power, yeah.
But how does word translate power? How can these words go back to be power?
They don't.
But you say they create.
But they didn't come from it.
Well, before there were words, there was power. Is that a true statement, Ion?
We couldn't answer that because anyone who knew wouldn't answer.
No, you weren't being interrupted. Anyone who knew, Ion?
Anyone who knew wouldn't ask the question.
Ah.
And if you don't, then it doesn't apply.
But you're here to play, to create new stuff, not to create silence.
No, we want ascension, and if we had to speak to do that, we would like to make that as pleasurable an experience as possible.
And we require speech for ascension?
Well, we wish not, but so far it's not working out very well, so we just had to keep going at it. We thought we'd do it with music, and then we thought Eartha Kitt was the answer, and then we tried a little Bestel Goodman, and then the Lefevers, all the Lefevers, the Florida Boys, the Cathedrals, none of them applied either.
The Kindles,
so
the Kindles.
The Kindles, Heaven's Just a Sin Away, we've done them all. Alan Jackson, Papa Top.
You left out Zappa, though. You can't get your act, you do resist Zappa. Could be the key. That could be the key, Roxy. It's Zappa. Ion does not work with Zappa. That's the reason. He's frustrated.
No, but Ion is Bob.
It fucked me hard in the watermelon. Hey, you know, don't forget that one.
Is Bob at
in the B part? B part is great for the side of B part.
Side of B part.
Is Bob a technology used by non-physical to create?
Yeah, am I a technology used by you, Ion, to create? Am I the missing link?
Is this following the categories of false entomologies?
Maybe.
Okay, so it's a slur.
Yeah.
You say before you could not create and now you're creating.
Yeah.
So what's your goal?
No goal to get you to. We'll make you so jealous that you want ours, so you'll take it from us.
No, I'm not jealous.
Yes, but after a while you get tired of waiting on us and start doing for yourself.
Well, how can we be less than non-physical, Ion, if you're prodding us?
But you're asking us? We can't see it's possible. How can you be less than perfect?
No,
we can't see you as anything but perfect.
You're part of us, so...
Exactly. We find you delicious in every way. We just can't convince you of this.
Yummy.
Yum, yum.
Entomology, the study or the origin of words and the way in which their meanings have changed throughout history.
And power came from Wales, a meme from Wales originally, Ion, from the country or the animal.
Delinearly, yes.
Etymologically.
You mean only the word power, not the power.
Word is power.
Word is power.
Oh, no, Bob. No. I told you this was going to happen. I told you, Bob. I told you. It is your fault, Bob.
Yeah, I take full credit for this one.
Bob, what did you do now? What have you done now, Bob?
I'm just looking up entomology. Is it insect lore or word source? Entomology. This Ion could mean insects. Seems like he means ento. Entomology. No, it is the same thing. Well, what's entomology? Oh, it's etymology. That's where I'm getting mixed up. Etymology.
Learn
etymology without an N.
Yeah, no N. That's where I get.
He said etymology is insects. So that relates to roaches, which is power. The study of insects.
Okay, watch out, Roxy. Barbara's here. She can easily drown you out.
That's really ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, I doubt that.
See, look at that. Look how loud her voice is.
How are you? And it's beautiful. It's crisp and clear and thorough. Okay, go ahead and play it, Bob. This is the answer to the last question. We told y'all, we told you, be careful. But no, you don't listen to us. All this word, this and that.
Oh, we didn't listen to anybody.
That, you didn't listen. So there you go. This is what you get for that.
What about
bring it up here.
This the Rotted Drachen Group 4.
The answer's
like
coming in just 1 second.
The answer's coming there, Roxy. Let's see. Is everything unplugged? Yes. Here we go. This will evoke much laughter. It's well known. Encyclopedic knowledge of pop culture.
Ornithology.
It's spinning. It'll start going again, but it got caught spinning. Sorry.
No.
Is that enough of that?
On Wells Flat.
Never.
There is this saying. I don't know how you say it in Proto-German, but in German it's like.
Haben, hang, hang, haben, hang, haben, haben, haben. Don't get us on a Dolph Hitler. I didn't like it. You didn't like that last time.
Everybody. It's spinning again, sorry.
How convenient. Isn't that yummy?
Does this red dragon has to do with America? The red dragon goes forward or goes forth?
Ask Bob to ask Uncle.
We can't bring up Uncle. I'll talk about that.
What's the meaning of the battle between the red dragon and the white dragon?
Good question.
Didn't you know that the bird is a word?
That's what it was about.
The word.
You know the bird's
the
a word.
Word.
That was the argument.
Right, and that was the whole point that you're trying to make an entomology regarding. It's changing. It's shifting. Your question's valid. It's just the answer keeps shifting. Did they write that song in 1963 just for right now so that you could figure out your slang German is still pretty good?
Yeah. Is the dragon a symbol of power?
Oh, he's going to play the bird song again. No, he won't answer.
No, he was going to play. He was going to play the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh.
No.
No. Bob says, oh, no, no.
No.
Is the dragon a symbol of the spinal cord?
No.
The dragon is the symbol of Wales, but actually the dragon is America.
Can you explain that, Roxy?
You have to listen to the revelations. 23 chapters.
Roxy's authority now.
It will take a week to explain, so I can't.
Traditionally, Brian, the dragon refers to America in Chinese world. The red dragon, not sure about that. Have never heard of the white dragon. These are new memes. New
no, the thing is, there is a myth in Wales. There was a battle between a white dragon and a red dragon.
And that's mentioned
that
in the Bible.
War of the Roses.
Yeah, the War of the Roses, the Tudors versus the Plantagenets. But are you quoting Revelation, Roxy? Is that what you got there? You're pretty sure on that?
Think about the dragons.
The red versus the white is in the book of Revelation, in the series?
No, but in this myth. Ion says the words come from Wells.
That's a new one on me. Don't they come from the ass of the donkey or something that went to our backside? No?
Well, there's your answer right there, then.
Another inbox job. Here it comes. Here comes another one.
It's like, mana, mana, pati, pati, pati.
Yeah.
Touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. My music hits me so hard, makes me say, oh my Lord, thank you for blessing me. What am I doing? Can't touch this. Yeah, that's how we living, and you know, can't touch this. Look at my eyes, man. Can't touch this. Yo, let me bust the phone. You can't touch this. Fresh new kicks and bands. You got it like that. Now you know you want to dance. So move out of your seat and get a fire girl and catch this beat while it's rolling. Hold on. Pump a little bit and let them know what's going on. Like that. Like that.
The eyes of Bob with a bigger moon.
Oh my God.
What? That guy got about three hits and then he disappeared. MC Hammer, long gone. He got a Grammy or something. This is the full moon from inside a cave. It looks like two eyes staring down at you. Beautiful. The eyes of God at the Prohodna Cave in Bulgaria.
Oh, my God.
Contribution from somebody. Yeah.
It's perfect.
Is that Brian or Keith? Kevin saying perfect.
It's Yuri.
Oh, that's Yuri. See, there's similar sounds.
Yeah, it answered my moon question, which is amazing.
Good, good. Very nice.
And the spinal question, too, which was interesting.
Second dorsal, dropped off, but
first
he's back.
And second dorsal, but that's what it's always been. It's never been anything less than that, because that's how it actually connects to the hypothalamus.
So okay. Mine got stretched. Mine's getting stretched.
Ooh.
It's part of the change happening in me that's never happened to any human before.
Yeah.
This is unprecedented.
Are you bragging or complaining, Bob?
I'm bragging.
Oh, good. That's good.
I made a decision.
I'm going to have to make him listen to Spice Girls' Wannabe.
Which was a great video game.